This is Kim Dumaine, Dr. Peebles' free message, In the Moment, July 8th, 2023.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. May you all be encompassed by the light within you and around you today. Dear friends, we would like to encourage you to look closely at how you are perceiving your world, your life. For indeed, many of you are being taken off in many different directions by the power of your mind, your ego, and you are not able sufficiently to hold your focus, your attention in the current moment. So we ask all of you to try during your day to stop a little more frequently and ask, where's my consciousness taking me? Where are my thoughts? Am I thinking about something in the future? Am I worrying about something in the past? Or am I indeed disciplining, training my mind, my spirit, to be fully, fully in the moment, where I can feel my power, where I can indeed know all of the possibilities that are available to me to enjoy, to grow from, to prosper from, all the ideas that indeed your higher self is trying to communicate to you, to allow, yes, a more clear path for your teachers and guides to share with you. So much can be achieved when you allow indeed the mind to be more still, when you allow instead your spirit to teach you, to remind you the power of the moment. And that way, you are not going to miss out on the wisdom, knowledge, the guidance that is there for you, has always been there for you. We see so many of you seeking out so much information in so many other places besides yourself. Yes, at times, not at all realizing what is right in front of you, what is right there within your eternal being. But you're too busy thinking about this or that. You're too busy projecting into other timelines to notice indeed the knowledge and the assistance that is there. So dear friends, can you begin to change and shift the tide of your own inner thoughts so that you are not indeed stuck in a habit that has become counterproductive for your growth? It is robbing you at times of higher energy, of more joy in your life, certainly of more contentment, yes, indeed, as well as the answers so often that you are seeking. For if you would just train yourself to be more still, to quiet the mind, to be fully, yes, in current time, current space, so many of the answers to your questions would be able to come through the surface of your own being. There's so much clutter at times in your minds that it is difficult for us to reach you. It is difficult for your own spirit to be able to more completely indeed connect with you. So many of the answers that you seek, well, indeed, they're not indeed able to be answered. So we ask you, dear friends, can you begin to adopt a new way of thinking, of living, so that you are no longer stuck with a mind that is taking you round and round, but everywhere except where your power ultimately is, and that is right here, right now. Indeed, if you continue along that lines, it leads not only to frustration, but it can lead to illness. It can lead to, yes, even mental instability, for your mind indeed becomes the dominant force. Now, some of you have heard us discussing this before. Is there balance in your body, your mind, and your spirit? Are you allowing yourself to truly feel the power that is deep within you, seeking, yes, a release, seeking your more focused attention? And that way, you're going to feel in control. And by you, we mean your spirit, not your mind, not other people, not the circumstances that are indeed swirling around you, not others' ideas of how you should be thinking, but indeed tuning more instead into your own individual and unique spiritual heritage, feeling your power, you will find it more. Not by looking under every rock, not by reading every book, although that could help indeed, dear friends, but instead, by being still, by noticing more and more what is indeed coming through, even as you are busy in this, living a practical life in your everyday world, whether you are working, going to school, whatever, dear friends. Indeed, as you pay more attention to what is indeed happening at all times, then you are in tune with life. You are in tune with the universe, and that's only going to serve you. Otherwise, you are scattered. Otherwise, you will indeed find yourself running to the doctor saying, ah, I have ADD, and they'll put you on medications that at times will indeed take you in the wrong direction and numb you out and keep you from feeling the beauty, the wisdom, and the information that can come through your consciousness when you are fully grounded in the here and now. So in this month's message, we have indeed impressed upon our channel to go more deeply into this topic as you, an individual, faces this quandary. For every human being having an earthly incarnation struggles with this one, for you have not been trained to live more at peace with the current moment, to flow with your life from moment to moment. Instead, your mind is always thinking, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, I have to plan for tomorrow, for later, from an hour for now, or I'm worried about what I did yesterday and who thought this or that. Your mind at times is running rampant, like squirrels running around chasing each other in a tree. Indeed, dear friends, it is time for you to decide who the boss is of your own consciousness. And we gently tell you, dear ones, that the start of that process, the start of living more fully true to your own higher self, is to be in the moment, to train yourself to pay more attention to what is going on within you and around you, and hearing the guidance, feeling the energies more. Now, of course, as part of living true to the moment, you get to decide how to respond. And that, of course, is a whole other situation for you to grow and learn with, so that you are indeed remembering that you have free will, that you have the power, of course, to always respond and choose the way you would like. We hope that you will remember that you can choose, yes, to respond to any situation by your own desire. You can choose to respond with calmness. You can choose to respond with peace, with joy, with contentment. You don't have to let your mind get all riled up about this gobbledygook or another, or indeed allow situations outside of you or people around you to trigger your feelings, your responses. You get to decide. But when you are in the moment, you can begin this most important process of retraining your psyche, of becoming more and more aware. Ah, these are my habits. This is what I have become quite accustomed to in my life. And is it bringing you joy? Is it bringing you a sense of personal power that we do believe all of you desire? And if it is not, dear friends, you can start, yes, even here now, listening to our words, to decide, how do I feel about this? What am I sensing right now as I listen to Dr. Peebles talk? How am I going to choose to think about my life from this moment on, knowing, of course, that I am the one in control and that I am responsible for what energies are dominating my life, my consciousness? And when you begin to declare and affirm that, yes, I am the one in charge and that I want to be more conscious, more aware of the power of the moment, then you will become that. Now, it can be a little tricky indeed to train yourself, to remind yourself. You have become quite accustomed in these habitual patterns of thinking and responding to life. But indeed, it is time to break the chains. It is time to turn the tide so that you can get a much better taste of your power. a better taste of the riches and rewards of living in the moment can afford you. And that way, it will encourage you. It will sweeten the pot, dear friends. It will show you, I want to learn this more. I want to train myself to become more aware of the moment. There's so much enjoyment for you. You will notice things, dear friends, that had passed you by. You will begin to see the subtleties of life that you will be amazed at. There's so much more wisdom, information, the keys to the universe waiting for you when your mind is darting in and out all around indeed. So it is time, dear, for you to be in the moment. It is time for all of you to decide. We are sentient beings, we are powerful beings, and we will indeed grasp, engage our power in the moment. We will be in tune with the universe. Yes, living more in current time. And then you will feel, yes, our energies more with you. You will have, yes, the answers to your questions without having to go hither, here, or there. And you will feel the joy and the love that you so rightfully deserve, dear friends. There's a whole universe waiting for you. But when your mind is not indeed brought into a bit of control here, where you are not finding that ultimate balance between your spirit, your body, your mind, then you are, yes, being misled, misdirected, and half the time you're not even conscious of it until you stop, until you get a bit of a headache, and you say, I'm thinking too hard, I'm worrying too much. It is not a good use of your energy, dear friends. There are other more powerful, more balanced ways to find your center and to be, yes, more aligned with the energies of God, of spirit. And of course, they are right there within you, in front of you, right now. Decide, yes, that I'm going to experiment more and more with this, that I'm going to allow myself to see the beauty in the moment. I'm going to learn to gently stop my mind from rambling on and on or needless, ceaseless worrying, and instead just be in the moment and assure myself that all is right in my world, right here, right now, and open to the energies that had passed you by, and see indeed what you can experience, what you can feel, knowing that the support is there not only from your own spirit, but from the teachers and guides that work with you. They will be applauding you, for they'll be able to reach you more. For your mind will not become a point of interference for them to be able to connect with you, to help you when you ask for their assistance. So we are here. We want to connect. We want to be able to serve you in many, many different ways, of course. But we cannot if you are not training your mind to be still and to be more in the moment, still, confident, but assured that you have this power. Dear friends, try. Move yourself gently into a new energy state where you are realizing the abundance of love, of power that has always been right there for you. God bless you indeed.